Forgive your brother from your heart. Today's scriptures, dear people, focus us squarely on the reality of forgiveness, the need to forgive one another. It is one of the most fundamental attributes of Jesus. Jesus was a forgiving man. And anyone who wants to be close to him, wants to follow him, wants to be his friend, wants to be his disciple, anyone who wants that has to at the same time want to become a forgiving person. To come close to Jesus requires, amongst many things, becoming forgiving. And that, as you know, is not easy, and it's incredibly tricky. And what forgiveness looks like in specific situations isn't really clear very often. But today's gospel, dear people, this parable of the unforgiving servant, I think shows us a clear path. The foundation of becoming a forgiving person. And so let's walk through it. First, in the entire 27 books of the New Testament, I think you'd have a difficult time finding a place in the New Testament where the English translation is more insufficient than it is in today's gospel. Our English translation here doesn't communicate the punch that Jesus intended for his audience. We have here, as you know, this man who owes the king a great debt. The English says a huge amount. He owes a huge amount. And at the same time, he has a servant, a fellow servant, a neighbor, who owes him, the English says, a much smaller amount. The Greek, however, what Jesus said is a debtor was brought before the king who owed him 100 million denarii. And this servant found one of his fellow servants who owed him 100 denarii. He owed the king 100 million denarii. One denarius, follow with me. It makes me feel smart when I get to talk about these things. One denarius is the daily wage a person was given for labor back in Jesus' day. And so crunching the numbers, doing the math, I came up with the unforgiving servant owed the king 273,972 years of labor before I became a priest. I was an engineering major. You can trust my math. He owed the king 273,972 years of wages. And his servant, his fellow servant, owed him 3 months. That's the punch Jesus intended to pack. He was forgiven 274,000 years worth, and he was asked to forgive 3 months worth. Now here's the point of the parable. We are that man. God is that king. And every one of my neighbors is that fellow servant. And therefore, dear people, the path to becoming a forgiving person is the process of becoming aware of that reality. Becoming aware of how much I have been forgiven and am forgiven day after day after day. Becoming a forgiving person is waking up to reality. Overcoming a blindness that happens by what this debtor didn't do. He didn't receive the king's forgiveness in his heart. And so he couldn't forgive the neighbor from his heart. That forgiveness, becoming a forgiving person, whatever that looks like, and it is complicated, especially if the person I need to forgive doesn't even want it. That becoming a forgiving person is living in this awareness of, dear Lord, how forgiving you've been to me in my life. And without it, all would be lost for me. All would be lost. And the more I live in that awareness, the more this happens. My heart, out of joy, wants to do the same for others. Where is that in us, dear people? Where are we slow to forgive? Where do we harbor resentment? Where do we sulk in self-pity? Where do we lack understanding? If we beg Jesus to increase our forgiveness there, he will answer that by showing us more and more how much he has done for us. And we'll receive that deeper and deeper in our heart. Forgiveness is about healing relationships. Forgiveness, our sacrament of forgiveness, as you know, is a sacrament of healing. Forgiveness is what heals marriage. It's what heals families. It's what heals nations. Forgiveness. Let me close. I think the best way to go about forgiveness isn't looking for the big things, my big enemies that I need to forgive, but the daily stuff with those I live with. Father Raniero Cantam La Mesa, the preacher of the papal household, held up this wonderful image for forgiveness. For you blue-collar men, you can really identify with this, I trust. He says, forgiveness is like oil is to an engine. Without oil in an engine, very quickly you have friction. Oil removes the friction. Forgiveness does the same thing. If you're wondering where we need to grow in forgiveness, where do you experience friction in your heart with others? Right there is where I need to choose to forgive. And sometimes my own self. Let us beg our dear Lord at this Mass that we may come to be more and more aware of the king, the debt the king has paid for us on a level so that we may share with others.